Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So this is kind of a crazy story. I really haven't talked about this much, but you have Ian Roberts, who was the superintendent for the Des Moines, Iowa public schools, making more than $300,000 a year, arrested by ICE because he's in the country illegally. Here is one of the school board members.
I want to be clear, no one here was aware of any citizenship or immigration issues that Dr. Roberts may have been facing. The accusations ICE has made against Dr. Roberts are very serious, and we are taking them very seriously.
So Ian Roberts is his name.
Radical empathy is the recognition that we can disagree and still empathize with each other. The respect of others' humanity. This concept will be essential as we wait to learn more.
Okay, that does sound like two different things, but radical empathy, that's a new one for me. Joel Curtinitis is a political commentator in Des Moines, Iowa, former radio talk show host, and he's been a good friend of this program for years. Although, Joel, it's been a little while since we've hooked up. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. It has been a little while. A lot of life gone by in the last year.
No kidding. Well, you're Des Moines will be heating up here with all these presidential candidates starting probably next year, right? Things start to get cranked up pretty early. But what happened?
If we're lucky, it'll last that long.
Yeah. Well, that's true. What in the world is going on here? Because this is a crazy story, isn't it?
It is a wild story. Oh, my goodness. The first thing I got to say obligatory in this is homeschool your kids.
There you go. Right.
got to put in a pitch for that, all right? Yeah, so it looks like it's really hard to determine the facts of the case in this one. His family's from Guyana originally.
Wait, I'm sorry, Joel. Say that last part again. We had one of those cell phone moments where you just kind of blanked out. So start over if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Sure. No, I was saying he was apparently born in Guyana, came over on a student visa in 1999, and then it gets very murky. He's got a fairly legit academic history. There's a lot of accomplishments in there, but it's hard to separate fact from fiction right now. And the big question up here in Iowa, of course, right after the news came out, was how exactly did this happen? How did he go through this entire process without citizenship, attesting to his citizenship, and not having that brought out in his employment verification?
So he apparently had a weapons possession charge in 2020, according to ICE. Do you know anything more? Because obviously in the two soundbites that I played, the one soundbite sounds like they're taking it pretty seriously. The second one sounds like, okay, well, let's wait for the facts to come in here and see what's happening. It's my understanding this guy, and I've seen some of the videos, he seems like he's very gregarious and has a dynamic personality. Seems like he was well-liked in this district as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. It looks like it was a case where he had a hunting weapon in a car loaded up, and it wasn't a violent weapons charge, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Right, and it is. But if he was not here legally, it's not legal for him to have a weapons, you know, a weapon and ammunition anyway. And so, like, there's all sorts of things like that, falsifying records. There's a perjury charge attached to falsifying an I-9. And so if that was the case, and so I guess what I'm saying is, in this case, it's not necessarily either stereotype.
Yeah.
It's not the, you know, terrible thug, villain, horrible person that ICE wants to represent, I think. I don't want to say they want to represent it, but it makes the case easier from their point of view, and there's a conclusion that's jumped to. And on the other side, it's not the, you know, baby's bottom clean, everything is pristine, just a normal dude going about his business. There was certainly a lot going on here. And to me, the key is that he was given opportunities for hearings and for redress and to, you know, figure out what's going on with his immigration status, was denied by the Biden administration. He didn't show up to those.
Mm.
And so everybody crying about due process. Due process was there. Due process is happening in these cases. If people don't show up to defend themselves, of course there's going to be intervention by government.
By the way, the other thing that happened here, which is interesting, is that he was arrested, but he was driving away. And that was after, you know, he identified himself to them. But I guess he abandoned the car in the woods and then they ended up finding him. That's not a good look right there, I don't think.
No, it's certainly not. And I think, you know, the clips you played earlier show Des Moines School District. Now, if you live up here in Iowa, you know, Des Moines is constantly virtue signaling to the left. It's a blue city in the midst of a red state.
Right.
They're constantly pushing back against the Republican governor, the Republican legislature. And this is the type of thing where I think they're very embarrassed and are looking for damage control in their statements, because they can't appear to be cooperating too closely with ICE because the left hates ICE. But they also can't be seen as going against the law. And so they're put in a little bit of a squeeze right now and trying to virtue signal both ways, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess that's what happens in situations like this. But really, one of the main questions is really the school board, right? And how this happened without proper vetting. I think, Joel, this is going to be interesting, really interesting to see how this, you know, works itself out, because he's got the charges, he's got some things that you said in the past, but he's very popular. He's seemingly, you know, one of the things that I think I've seen some of the, and this is where I get a little nervous about the legacy media, but they pointed out that they were celebrating in Des Moines because they got some pretty good marks for state evaluation for the schools. And this guy's only been on the job for 2 years. He's well known. And he was saying, look, we got a good foundation to move forward and to improve. And then a few days later, this thing falls apart and blows up like an explosion in the school district office, right?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So as soon as my wife and I heard about it, we turned to each other and we said, it's Catch Me If You Can. Did you ever see that movie, Catch Me If You Can, with Leonardo
DiCaprio?
It's
a great movie, yeah.
It kind of sounds like a case of that, doesn't it? It kind of sounds like he put himself in a position to succeed using potentially not entirely honest means, and then made the best of what he had. I mean, the guy was drawing a huge salary. I know taxpayers up here are not super happy about that. But what's interesting is we got a governor race coming up here in Iowa, and this is going to heavily impact. I believe this discussion, it's already impacting the race for governor. There's already been fireworks between presumptive Democrat nominee Rob Sand and then Adam Steen and some other conservatives on the Republican side. I really do think this is going to impact the race.
Well, that's interesting that there's those dynamics that kind of, you know, sit in the background, because I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of questions here and a lot of things that can happen. This could go in a variety of directions. Joel Curtinitis, I know that you are a man of faith, and we have not caught up in a while. And you have to say, I'm sure you have some thoughts about Charlie Kirk. I don't know if you had a relationship with Charlie, but I'm guessing you have some thoughts in the aftermath of that tragedy.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know Charlie, but our groups crossed paths back when I was working with Ron Paul and Young Americans for Liberty. There was a lot of overlap between student organizations and people trying to organize on campuses and just young people in general, back when I could have called myself young. and this has really been just a knife to the heart of a lot of us that were involved in that, not only because our lives were on a similar trajectory, but because, as I saw a very powerful Facebook post talking about why this hurts worse than so many other losses, particularly to people of faith, is that it seems like a lot of us, because people like Charlie were on the job, we sort of delegated that responsibility to him, to the Ben Shapiros, to the, you know, to the Tucker Carlsons, to the people who were doing the talking on the stages. A lot of us went and sat back and said, well, I must not be needed now. And I think Charlie and in the aftermath of this, a lot of us are sort of reevaluating our priorities and say, hey, maybe it's time to get back on. You know, maybe it's time to get back in the fight.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the reaction to me continues to be fascinating because it you know, I've admitted this a few times, it kind of caught me off guard, the reach that he had, you know, and that he continues to have, which I might even be growing because of the, you know, certainly the spiritual angle here. So it's fascinating. Well, I hope all is well with you and the family up there in Des Moines. We got a presidential race that's not too far off in the distant future. We'll be talking again, I'm sure, Joel. Thank you. And, you know, we may even hook up when this thing has a resolution or we have a little bit more of a sharper focus on what happened up there because it is a crazy story.
Sounds great. I'll be your eyes on the ground.
All right, take care. That's Joel Curtinitis, who is up there in Des Moines. Frank Cusumano coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.